All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Siena Hills Public Infrastructure District. Today is Wednesday, July 10th. It is 2:33 in the afternoon. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Let's go around, everybody on the call, if you wouldn't mind giving us your name for the record. Ted, let's start with you.
Ted Wheeler, present.
Greg Whitehead, present. Hey.
Greg MacArthur, present.
David Hutchison with CLA.
I'm Jennifer Gallons with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Thanks, Jennifer. For the record, we'll exclude Justin Wayman and Jared Wheeler. Hopefully they can join at a little bit. So Jennifer, do we have any public bits there at the anchor location?
We do not.
Okay, and then I don't show anyone else on the call. So let's move on then to the consent items. So board, the minutes were attached to the email that Jennifer sent out. Hopefully you had a chance to review them. If they look accurate to you, then we can take a motion to approve those.
I had an opportunity to review the minutes from our May 8th meeting. I do not have any changes. They seem appropriate, so I'd make a motion that we approve the minutes from our May 8th.
Thanks, Greg.
And I would second that.
Thanks, Ted. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Item two kind of tied in with the review of the financial statements. So let's have David go through, and then if we have any questions that we need to come back and cover any outstanding requisitions or payment applications, we can do it there. So David, I'll stop sharing and let you. We'll turn the time over to you to go through the financials.
All right, thanks, Michael. For Siena Hills Public Improvement District, number one, financial statements as of June 30th, 2024. Starting with their balance sheet, in the debt service fund, we have a UMB bond fund of $1,833,153. And we have in the reserve fund, $941,803. And in the capital projects, for the project fund, we had $277,663. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, budget to actual. We had budgeted $51,000 of total expenses and actual of $12,557.58 rounded, of which we had accounting, insurance, and legal expenses there. And then we had transfers from other funds to the general fund of $12,558 rounded of the $51,000 budgeted. Moving on to the debt service fund. Interest income, we had $70,000 budgeted and actual $64,158. So it looks like we're a little bit higher than what we had budgeted or estimated for the year. So that's good news. Paying agent fees for expenditures, budgeted $4,000 and actual $4,000. And then bond interest, just one note that this bond interest was actually paid on July 1st. So just the timing, it's not there for here, but that payment was made. And then transfers from other funds at $4,000 for those paying agent fees. And moving on to the capital projects fund, interest income budgeted $25,000 of actual $22,252 rounded. Expenditures, engineering, we did not have anything budgeted, but we had actual expenses of $25,884. And capital outlay budgeted $1,991,418. And actual 1,442,317 rounded. And then transfers to other funds, we had budgeted 55,000, of which we have transferred $16,558 rounded for actual. And with that, do you guys have any questions for me or? Like me to go back to a different screen either?
Ed, how does it look to you?
It looks good.
Okay. Good. Any questions for David?
Do we go over what our expected expenditures are going to be for the next quarter?
The expected expenditures for the next quarter.
Do we do that in this meeting?
No, we can talk about it if that's something you want to talk about on, like, are you asking, do we have enough funds in there to cover those expenses? Or do you just want to know?
I've looked at that. I just have one large expense that will be, it's for the sign, the CN Hill sign of the balance for that is around 250,000, which we have the funds there for, but.
Yep. Yeah, then you should be good.
Yep.
Yep. Doesn't really matter what quarter we spend the money, as long as it's in the annual budget. Okay. And we stay within those constraints, then we're good.
Okay.
Now, if you need to go over, as long as there's overall money in the funds, then we can do a budget amendment to bring some money in. But yeah, as long as we stay within the pot for the year, you can spend it whenever you want.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yep. Okay. If we're good and no other questions for David, we could take a motion to accept the financial statements.
Yeah, I'd make a motion to accept the financial statements as of June 30th, 2024.
Thanks.
I'll second the motion.
That was Ted and then Greg. Perfect. All those in favor say aye.
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 That was unanimous. Appreciate it. There's one thing that I wanted to cover, board, just an FYI for you. So D.A. Davidson has gotten some calls from bondholders and investors, and they've been concerned with some of the reporting, and let me explain why. So Matt has a really good relationship with Washington County. Because I was on the county council up here in Salt Lake County, I have a great relationship with the auditor and the assessor up here. So we're able to get like accurate data when it comes to assessed values, tax revenues coming in. It's like actuals. Well, the other counties, we don't have those same relationships. And so we get kind of delayed numbers. And what the tax commission has to do is they kind of have to use the lowest common denominator of the counties. And so they list the, you know, past stuff that was from the first of the year for all of their numbers. So what these bondholders and investors have done is they go to the state tax commission website and they see different numbers than what we have in our reports. So we've had so many meetings about it. What we've all come to the conclusion is we're going to use whatever's on the state tax commission website. That way there's one place everybody can go. Everyone knows what's going on. There's the same numbers. So what's going to probably happen in the coming future, we're going to bring back some documents for you guys to approve that changes some of the timing and different things. So, you know, Gilmore Bell, DA Davidson's attorneys. We're all going through the language now, but I just wanted you guys to be aware. You guys didn't do anything. It's not an issue for us. It's some of the other districts. You know, Black Desert had a massive refinance and they started looking at Black Deserts, and then there were a few others that they looked at. And so anyway, I just wanted you guys to know and be aware we're going to bring some stuff back to you. So
yeah, I appreciate you letting us know and letting us know the context.
Yeah. So, yep, nothing you guys did. It's just going forward, we just needed to, because, you know, there's PIDs starting all over the state, and then there's those new districts, those infrastructure financing districts that are coming online. So as a group, we all just got together and said, what's the best way to handle this going forward, you know, so that we don't get investors and we don't get bondholders that start scratching their heads and having questions going forward. So this is the best way we could come up with it. So again, I just wanted you guys to know.
Okay.
Anything you guys have for the board? Any questions? Anything you guys want to bring up?
I don't.
No.
Well, yeah, not currently.
Okay, perfect. If we could get a motion to adjourn, we'll give you guys back some time.
So moved.
Blake.
Thanks, Greg. And was that the other Greg who seconded?
Sure. Yep.
What I heard? Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Okay. Thanks, you guys. Good to see you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Try to stay out in the heat down there.
I know.
I hear it's brutal.
See it ya. Is brutal. I'm up in Heber right now, so it's 90. Oh,
you've got it. Yeah. It's 90 in Heber?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, that's it's 93, actually. But
that's not normal for Heber, is it?
No, it's hot. Yeah.
What's the elevation of Heber?
You know, we're like range between 5,500 and 7,000.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'd have put you more 65-ish.
Yeah.
That's interesting, only 55.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the other mile high city then, huh?
I guess so.
All right, you guys.
Yeah, thank you,
okay, thanks, guys. Talk to you later. See ya.
Yeah, thanks.